It wasn't until my mid-20s that I began to write. Prior to this time in my life, I had always been and continued to be a reader, and an avid one at that. I don't remember learning to read. It just seemed like it was something I always did. Books, comics, my parents' newspapers and magazines all got ferociously devoured in my hunger for words. During primary and junior school, I ploughed through the Janet and John books, followed by Enid Blyton. The lives of the children that were depicted were a million miles apart from the life that I lived. I was from a Jamaican family living in East London. They were from the middle classes, attending boarding schools, slept in dormitories, and were white. Their world was so different to mine, yet I still wanted to read about the girls at Mallaby Towers and the famous five, including Timmy the dog. My late 20s, which was during the late 1980s, a whole new fruitful field of authors opened up to me. A friend gave me a book by the late Afro-American author Maya Angelou, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. It transformed my life and encouraged me to take the plunge and write. It also changed my perception of who and what I could become. Previously, I never once felt that I could be a writer. Writing was something outside of my sphere of capabilities, or so I thought. I had had a secondary modern education, which wasn't much at all, and although I'd trained as a nurse, to me, writing was a white educated occupation. Having read loads of books, it never dawned on me that people of colour wrote books, of which I had never read one up until that point in my life. I can only describe it as a dawn-breaking moment in which the sun slowly rises and the dark night is peeled back as the light breaks forth. Amazing. I further discovered Alice Walker, Toni Morrison, and my favourite, J. California Cooper. Although the black women writers were American, I could still identify with some of their experiences. For example, Maya, the protagonist in Angelou's book, uses Vaseline to cream her skin, even though it was to disguise it. But the very mention of using the grease in her skin was something I knew white writers would never include in their narrative. Also, mentioning our frizzy hair, our foods, parental punishment, and other such similarities made me realise how universal a black person's experience could be. The language may have been different, but our lives, including the racism, were shared. I will add that the abuses that occurred in some of the novels was more than a black experience. It was such incidents that joined all humans. What struck me about some of the books was the fact that the writers seemed very confident to disclose the uncomfortable truths of either their lives or the lives of people in their community, which caused me to believe that I could write about things similar and not feel afraid. Hence, my first short story that was published was called The Escape, and it was about the friction between my parents. I would never have written about my family in this way if I hadn't at first read these Afro-American women.